This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Slips away. Here we are at 7 after the hour. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. And I'm pretty sure that Jennifer is eager to talk about last night's event because she hosted a group of people, hundreds of people that wanted to be around for the riot.
How did you know?
There's a new poll
spying on me.
That was released yesterday showing the majority of Republican voters want the party to stand by Trump, even with all of this stuff going on around him. Three-quarters of GOP voters believe Trump ought to still receive support from the party at large, which just 13% said the RNC should abandon him. So what was the feeling last night, Jen?
Well, it's so interesting. So can I give you my little weekend of emotion? So,
yes, please.
Because if you don't know, I was pretty, you know, solidly or have been pretty solidly on the Trump train throughout all of this. And
the other woman in my life.
Yeah. And after, you know, after those tapes on Friday, you go, oh, and you feel like you've been gut punched. And then I realized why I was so upset. And it wasn't necessarily the stuff that Trump said. It's the fact that our presidential election has come down to this. And it seems like the decorum and the respect that went with the office has totally been left. So after that, like, kind of, you know, solidified in my mind, I thought, okay, there is an election going on here. Both of the candidates morally don't do it for me. So if I take the character part out of who I'm voting for, what policy do I like better? And so that boiled down to, of course, still liking Trump's policy better. So I thought, okay, I'm good. I was very disappointed that the Republicans that were with him jumped ship over the weekend, because if you notice, Clinton's camp, after they dumped the story, they didn't say anything. The Republicans are the ones that screwed the story up all weekend long by pulling his support. The John McCain's, the Kelly Ayotte's of the world, who never really liked Trump to begin with, and this was their first chance for them to jump off the boat, right?
Well, Kelly Ayotte has to get off, otherwise you're going to lose in New Hampshire.
Maybe, maybe.
So, what a horrible creature the person is that's running against her. Oof.
So, going into the debate, I thought I was like going, oh, gosh, this is going to be horrible. There's going to be a lot of unraveling. But I'm just hanging out. I'm going to go down with the ship if that's what I have to do. But I was so impressed by what I saw. And I'm sure that there'll be disagreement from Victoria, maybe. But I thought that he did a great performance. I thought he hit her exactly where he needed to hit her. I thought his apology was enough. I think that words do speak. You know, words are not as bad as the actions of some. And, all in all, I thought he did what he needed to do. And we'll see what happens today and the rest of the time. I mean, 30 days usually in most elections is not a lot of time. But in this election cycle, where it's been so up and down for both candidates because they're both very unlikable, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Do I think he wins? Probably not.
You mean overall or from last night?
No, I think, does he win the election? I think it's very difficult for a Republican anyway to win a presidential election, and with all of this stuff going on, I think it's more likely that she will win. I hope that she doesn't, but I think that more than likely when we talk the day after Election Day, it's probably going to be her. But I think he did what he needed to do to keep his campaign going last night.
It's a pretty sour place to be, no matter who you support. Or what you support, or where your heart is. It's a bad day for America. It's a sour day after all of these things. Jennifer said it at the beginning of her review. What are we doing to ourselves?
Well,
why is it that we've
change?
Let ourselves... No, that last night didn't change a thing.
No, but when did it change? Like,
there was a
the decorum.
Somewhere.
When Bill Clinton got a beat day.
That's when it changed. Yeah.
But he was a better president than any in terms of what was accomplished. So there's an argument to what I just thought about this as you were saying it. Bill Clinton was a cretin. Whether he's the only one that ever did that in the White House, I'm going to guess that's probably not the case. Getting caught is, you know, there is plenty of stuff. I found it distasteful that Trump couldn't control himself enough. I mean, that stunt with those women in the front row, what the hell is that?
He just used them like tissues, that he just disposed of them. That was just like, ugh.
I don't think he's the one that was using those women, actually.
No, but those women were used far before Trump invited them to a debate.
Yeah, but
that doesn't matter.
It doesn't make it worthwhile.
As a woman watching that last night, I watched the press conference thing, and then watching those poor women sit there, it doesn't matter who victimized them. It doesn't matter. If they were victimized, they were victimized. It doesn't matter by whom. But what I'm saying is, for Trump to parade them out there, and it was so creepy. As a woman, he was creepy the whole weekend. The whole thing just, he makes my skin crawl at this point. Let me ask you this.
Does it make your skin crawl that when someone who basically has said that Bill Clinton raped her and then was intimidated by Hillary Clinton, that doesn't make your skin crawl?
Of course, but I wasn't old enough to vote for Bill Clinton watching someone sit at a debate. I wasn't old enough to vote for Bill
but
Clinton
you're old
if I had
to
known
for Hillary.
No, but listen, what I'm saying is if we're talking about men mistreating women, I would not have voted for Bill Clinton then based on what the stuff that we know about him now. And Trump would never get my vote. It's disgusting.
Right, so what about Hillary? You're gonna vote for Hillary, so why is it okay that she intimidated the victims of rape and put dead cats on their doorstep?
We don't know this for a fact.
We do know that she threatened to release the photos of Jennifer Flowers. There was a lot going on at that time. And the fact that if we're going to pretend that we're about supporting women's rights, we have to acknowledge that both candidates have done a lot to hurt women. They just have.
I don't think Hillary's done as much to hurt women as either Bill or Trump. I think that's not an accurate statement.
You know what really is troubling here as somebody listening to the two of you go through all of this? That men actually in the year 2016, or was it 2005, or was 1999, actually think this is okay. That's the bottom line. That's what bothers me more about this than anything else, that these guys got to the point where they did. And then I start thinking about the Constellation course that I'm in and trying to figure out. I always want to get answers. I'm an investigator. I want to know why they did what they did. That doesn't change their actions, however. Their actions speak for themselves. Did Trump do what Clinton did? No, not in the Oval Office. Who knows what he did in his own office? And, you know, when you talk like that and you say it's just locker room talk, I've known plenty of people, and so has everybody else. Richie has.
Yeah, that's not
locker
room.
We've known people who talk like that. There are two reasons for talking like that. You either A, have no respect for women, or you are so insecure in your own sexuality that this conversation becomes the talk. You want to walk the talk, or you want to fit into the boys' club. And thank heavens I've never fit into the boys' club.
Yeah, but we've all said some. I mean, look, I'm not calling anybody out here because I'm totally guilty of it. If people ever recorded our conversations off the air, none of us would be a candidate for the presidency at this point. I mean,
well,
seriously.
I thought we were doing that anyway.
Well, and I know. And then it becomes a podcast and we actually make money off of it. I just think, look, I'm not trying to argue about whether or not what Trump said was great or not. I mean, it was horrible. It was disgusting. It's beyond offensive. And you can't defend what he said. I just think that it's time that we realize that both of these candidates have gigantic character flaws. Mm-hmm. And so we look at the policy that they present to us and we decide how we're going to vote. And however it becomes acceptable, that's what we do.
I mean, that's what people are going to do anyway.
That's where we are.
What Richie and I decided earlier today is that we are not going to vote. We'll just leave the presidential blank.
Go down to local,
the local and the statewide ticket, who's running for Congress and stuff. I'm just not going to vote for president.
Well, or and you know, I think
my own name or something.
And this goes back just from a strategy standpoint. I think what Trump did last night, because I think you're right, I think there are a lot of people who are underwhelmed by both choices and who are just going to either choose to stay home, or they're not going to go, or they might just skip the top of the
won't
ticket.
Stay home.
I hope that they do go, because the you know, the down ballot races are the ones that actually impact your everyday life the most anyway. If you're going to skip it, at least go vote and vote for the down ticket. But, you know, I think it's a choice. But I think what Trump just strategically was able to kind of reinvigorate his base that felt like they were gut punched over the weekend. So, I mean, it's all going to come down to turnout and who has the most enthusiasm behind him. That'll be what's interesting to see.
Here's the deal, though, and I told this to Doug the other day. If Hillary gets in, does she last 4 years, and do the Republicans then have another chance to try again with a better candidate?
Yeah, of course they
imagine. It's a one-term president either way.
Right, yeah. Either way, it's a one-term presidency.
Yeah, I would imagine both of them will get just
like that. All right, we either get Trump and we get what we get, or we get Hillary and then we get 4 years again to get a better candidate in there.
I totally hear what you're saying, and actually I get into this argument with Ben Shapiro all the time. My problem is, once Hillary becomes
the co-host of this LA
who also is a talking head, a lot of people know, I think, him now on a national level, but one of the things that I think will happen with Hillary Clinton, this is why one of those reasons why I still feel like I have to kind of hold my nose and pull the lever for Trump, and that is that I think in the first 100 days of Hillary's presidency, she lets a lot of people in the country, and she also starts redistricting. And I think it's already more difficult for a Republican candidate to win the White House, and it will be that much more difficult in four more years for that to happen. So that's why I'm still voting how I'm voting, because I think that the whole country will have a different landscape, especially when it comes to trying to elect something different.
Well, I know another woman who agrees with you, Jennifer. And that's what she's doing.
There's
coming up in the next half hour, the USDA cracks down on the American egg board. It's 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1164 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1164 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1164.
When it comes to bringing in customers, postcards and flyers are a business owner's best friend, and you'll get the best selection and value at Vistaprint. In fact, right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 postcards starting at just $44.99 with plenty of the best sizes, paper stocks, design tools, and easy uploads. You'll always feel confident. Plus, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today. Enter promo code 7766 and get your 500 postcards starting at just $44.99. Offer expires November 6th.
My observation about the news media is that they're all in the tank. WikiLeaks has been more honest than the newspapers, and without them, who'd be calling out all this crap? or BS or whatever you want to call it. This is, I think it's all going. More honesty coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I feel like a civil war, like a knife in the heart. Oh. I've got an axe to grind and it is splitting my head open.
Hey.
No friends. Oh.
The new Trump song for his campaign.
I need both.
Hey, Jimmy, from Green Day, the new album Revolution Radio dropped last week. We could be getting the film adaptation of their 2004 concept album, American Idiot. Frontman for Green Day is Billy Joe Armstrong, revealing the project is already underway and that he's set to play the part of St. Jimmy in a reprisal of the role that he occasionally played during the Broadway run of this rock opera. This is really pretty interesting. He said, we've got a green light from HBO. Script is currently going through a couple of rewrites, so I'm not sure when exactly we're going to start shooting, but it's definitely all systems go for this at the moment. This is a Broadway production that won both a Tony and a Grammy.
Yeah.
Ran for a year from 2010 to 2011, and then toured around the world. The adaptation was originally scheduled for release in 2013 under Playtone Productions, which belongs to Tom Hanks. Not yet known who is filling these roles going forward, or if the project will see a theatrical release, or go direct to streaming service, or end up on HBO or something like that, like the hit Lemonade from Beyonce. Didn't I see something about Lemonade that, or was it just a silly thing about her husband and what he was doing to count her? Anybody see that over the weekend?
No.
It was something.
He jumped on stage and performed with her for the last night of her at the at Giant Stadium.
No.
But I think he is working on an album. Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
he's working on an album that's supposed to be like the sort of his side of the story.
An answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think that's coming out next year.
Hmm. All right. So Billy Joel Armstrong has been in other movies. He was in Ordinary World, which comes to theaters this weekend, matter of fact. I don't know this. I don't know much about this guy. Where did he come from? Anybody know? Louis Armstrong.
I don't know where he's from. I don't know. I've only known him as being the singer of Green Day for my life.
So he stars as a middle-aged punk rocker grappling with his lost youth in this movie that's coming out this Friday. All right. So let's turn the tables around a little bit here.
Now we're talking.
And move back a little bit. Boy George has new representation. He signed with Hollywood agency CAA for representation in all areas. Assigned fans are taking mean that we'll be now seeing more of Boy George, responsible for Culture Club from the 80s, Karma Chameleon, Tumble For Ya, You Really Want to Hurt Me, all really great songs, great pop songs. His real name is George Allen O'Dowd. Boy George came to be known as the frontman for Culture Club. 100 million singles.
That's more than I would have thought, but
50 million albums.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They got back together to go on an 80-city world tour. And then he wants to come back. He's going to be on The Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold in
That'll
January.
Be interesting. That will be very interesting, yeah. Boy George and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't really hear him often in the same sense.
It's a combo, right, exactly. He also served as a judge of the fifth season of The Voice in England. Was honored with the Ivor Novello Lifetime Achievement Award over there. And he's been on E's I Am Kate, which was the story of Caitlyn Jenner. That would be a pretty appropriate place for him to be.
Yeah, he's been popping up here and there more.
Yeah, right. Well, he's he is a character. I met him once when, I don't know how many years ago it was, but he is a character. No question about that.
Did you like him? Was he nice?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did like him. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, in the past, I've talked about the importance of exercise because overweight pets are a major concern for veterinarians. But seeing your pet every day, sometimes it's hard for an owner to tell if the pets are, in fact, shaping up. Aside from appearance, which can often be deceiving, the only real way to check your pet's progress on the diet is to weigh him. Some veterinarians have special scales for animals to stand on, but you can do it at home by yourself. Weigh yourself, then weigh yourself with the dog. Now, don't cheat and subtract the difference, and you'll know your dog's weight. And if you're not seeing results, don't get depressed. Just like with people, dieting can take time. What I suggest doing is weigh the dog once a week. Continue feeding the dog small amounts more frequently throughout the day. Not more food, just more frequently, and increase the exercise. Any good veterinarian, any good human doctor will tell you that the best way for any living thing to lose weight is gradually by eating less calories and increasing the exercise. But check your pets every day. Losing weight can save their lives. I'll more next time.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Said Jennifer, I'd rather regret the things I have done than regret the things I have not done.
Love
I think
it.
That's so
love it and love her.
Yeah, I'd rather regret the things I have done than regret the things I have not done. Very interesting and poignant for us to be digging around DJV time. And Killer Shillin, say it again, Doug. There it
was
is.
That Kara. Killer Shillin?
Killer yeah, Shillin? Killer,
Killer, Kara, Killer. Welcome back.
Back at the controls in our studio. That's good news. Some other good news. Studies show that there are over 150 million tons of plastic floating around in the oceans around the world. Can you imagine 150 million tons of plastic? There are a lot of projects that try to reduce the amount of plastic. Recycling it, of course, turns all kinds of things. I'm looking at a picture of a house that was built out of plastic bottles. I think I've told a story on the, I know I have, of my friend Robert Libman, who runs the Libman Company in Champaign, Illinois, the people that make the mops and the brooms and the sweepers and all the things you use around your house. Libman products are known around the world for being well-built, sturdy, and popularly priced. He makes everything. Everything that comes out of that plant comes from recycled plastic. There isn't one new item that is using new plastic. I remember going through the plant with him, I don't know, a couple, 3 years ago. He brought me down there one morning early, and we walked through the plant. And there was a whole, almost like an acre, of warehouse, which had 100 pounds of plastic in each bag. Plastic bottles, for the most part. But plastic that they chop up, and they melt it, and they use it to make all of the, whether the handle, whether it's the mop, it's not the mop, but the head of the broom itself, the handle, all of it.
That's so great. There's no need for any new plastic being created.
Damnable. Yeah. The fact that the people waste this stuff, and anyway, so this fellow, this builder named Robert Bazil, has found a way to contribute using plastic and hopefully contribute to the cleaning up of the seas. He's decided to build a village out of plastic bottles in Panama. And did we post this picture at facebook.com/DJV show? We should do
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, everything's going to be up on our Facebook page. This is really remarkable. It's when you see what it really looks like. It's incredible.
Yeah. It is something we could use in Los Angeles, Jennifer, because it's earthquake resistant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
It's flexible, so it won't bend. I mean, it won't break. And it's a good insulator, because the bottles that have air in them, they are really good in warm climates and cold climates. People that build houses out of these kind of bottles don't need air conditioning. And they can.
I just don't understand why. Like, I mean, it's amazing that he's discovered a way to do this. And he takes, basically, to describe what it looks like, he takes all these plastic bottles that he's been collecting. Mm-hmm. And it takes 14,000, I think, bottles to build a 2,000 square foot house. And what he does, he puts this in metal framing and frames the entire house with it. So instead of using insulation, you've got these plastic bottles in your walls. And then everything gets drywalled on top of it, or, you know, whatever other building materials you use. So it ends up looking just like a regular house.
So in light of the hurricane, if everybody's house along the coast was built out of this stuff, it would just float.
That's right, yeah. You'd have a boat.
I'd just float. The house would float. Anyway, a two-story house, 1,000 square feet, as Victoria said, 14,000 bottles. So here's what you are doing. The average consumer in America consumes 14,000 to 15,000 bottles during the course of your lifetime. Plastic bottles. I know. I'm drinking water on the farm during the. Yesterday, I must have gone through two or three bottles of water. And all of the plastic containers went into our recycle bin, and they'll go to be used over again. But under the circumstances, just think about it. That isn't what floors me as much as how much of this stuff we consume.
Yeah.
So if you are going to build a house out of this or anything, you know what all of this tells us? Just to be thinking. Just to be aware. That's really all this is. Be aware. No criticism attached to it, for me anyway. I think just being aware of how much of this stuff we use, I think, is very important. And where we... What does bother me, I was in a hayfield Saturday, it rained all day. I was in a hayfield, and I was going along the side, the hayfield belongs in a state park, and I bet you I picked up a dozen bottles. People just walk around the park, and they pick the bottles, and they drink their bottles, and they throw them on the ground.
Isn't that the most absurd thing to you? I always get frustrated when I see that, because I'm like, you guys are going to a park and to nature to appreciate it,
right?
You're specifically going to look at nature, and yet you throw your water bottles in it.
But just, people are gross.
That's what your two hands are for, to hold on to them, or a book bag.
Mm-hmm.
Or just buy a thermos. They're everywhere.
Or I love those walls, you know, when you see people like peeing on a wall and the wall pees back at them. Wouldn't it be great if we could just like retrofit the entire country or the world for that matter with stuff that spews trash back at you when you put it where it doesn't belong? You dump a water bottle, bam, it would hit you in the head. It'd be great.
Good scene from some old comedic movie.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Or a television show. Yeah, it would be. I actually have one of these bottles that Meredith gave me that you have to put water in and it adds, I forget what it is, something to the water. And I think it's an alkalinity. And so you're drinking water out of the tap, but it becomes alkaline, which is much better for you than acidic stuff in your body. And that's an intelligent way to deal with the situation. Have a bottle like that filled with you all the time. You don't need those plastic bottles.
Right. Yeah, that's what I use, too. But I filter our water, though. I don't drink tap because there's, you know, the Aaron Brockovich files, which have come out recently. I mean, I haven't had tap water in years. But, you know, Chromium 6 is in, what is it, 60 million areas across the country.
The new farm that I live in has town water, and I'm the first thing I'm doing next spring is drilling a well and taking myself out of that. The egg industry trying to thwart the sale of eggless vegan mayonnaise.
Hmm.
Wow. Remember the slogan, the incredible edible egg?
I do.
So those people at the American Egg Board have gone after Hampton's Creek's Just Mayo because it doesn't use eggs in the mayonnaise. And the United States Department of Agriculture got involved in this because of what they call the checkoff program that all of us who are farmers, I had to pay for it in the dairy business and the pork producers, meat producers. Everybody's got this checkoff thing, which is an absolute ruse. But the result of all of this is that if you go to Whole Foods, you see Just Mayo, right? And there's no egg base to it so that it doesn't spoil. And the egg board went after Just Mayo and Whole Foods in their advertising, and the USDA says that that's not kosher, it's not legit, you shouldn't be doing that.
Does that just mean because you can't call it mayo? Because I eat veganaise all the time, and that's all I eat. I don't eat regular mayonnaise.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the same product we're talking about here.
Right.
But the egg board went after them because they weren't using eggs in their product.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, what doesn't make sense?
Well, how can you? That's like saying going after tofu because it doesn't have eggs in it. It's like,
well,
it doesn't
but that
make
doesn't
sense.
Mean
it.
That's why
product.
They went. That's why now the government is after them because they went after Hampton Creek, and the marketing that's being done with federal money is not supposed to go after a product.
Right.
Like
I can understand their beef. If their beef is, well, you can't call it mayonnaise or you can't call it mayo. I get that because mayonnaise by definition is egg-based. So, like, I understand that, but you can't, I mean, I don't get if they're going after products that are making a mayonnaise substitute. How what's their basis for even going after them for that?
Because they're
not
using
eggs. I don't know, but you just said beef when we were talking about eggs. I don't think anybody was upset about the beef.
There's no pork. I know. I just wanted you to know this is something in terms of how nuanced the world has become. Marketing and the government involvement in almost everything we do. Now the government, because they forced on farmers the checkoff program, which requires everybody in the pork business to anything you sell, a percentage of it goes to supporting the sale of pork. And that's the same with beef, same with milk, same with eggs. And so now the money goes into a government coffer and gets redistributed, but they don't want to see the money being used by the egg board to go after something like a mayonnaise that's vegan. It's like anything else, like politicians. If you're going to sell yourself, sell what's good about you and forget the other guy. And that's what I've always thought in selling. When we promote ourselves as a radio program to be used this time or that time, we never talk about the competition. It's always, okay, this is what we can give. Let the radio program director make up his or her mind whether what they've got is appropriate and good or whether this may be better. And that's the way I think you always, that's the way my father taught me how to sell. Don't talk about the other guy. Just talk about yourself. And wouldn't the politicians be lost if they, what would they have to say if they couldn't talk about the other guy?
I know.
Huh?
Look at our presidential race. It's all about why the other one's not an option.
Right. No plans. What are we going to fix? How are we going to fix it? None of that stuff. It's all this other nonsense. And it's why I have no respect, none, zero, for any of these people. 45 past the hour, TB report up next here.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a fire escape plan for your home? Fire safety advocates are reminding parents to take time to create and practice a plan for getting the family safely out of the home in case of a fire. This year, Safe Kids Worldwide is partnering with Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program and other experts to observe Home Fire Drill Day on Saturday, October 15th. Safe Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
We practice fire drills at work and at school. Shouldn't we be practicing at home too? Many people believe that they have 10 minutes or more to get out of their home in a fire, when in fact, you only have about 2 minutes. Take time to create an escape plan with your family and practice on Home Fire Drill Day so you will be prepared in the event of a fire.
Families are encouraged to pick a safety spot outside that is a safe distance away from the home and practice getting to that spot in under 2 minutes. To pledge to participate and for more information, go to homefiredrillday.com. I'm Alex Ferdy reporting.
57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was mine.
All right, we are 47 after the hour. Time for us to overview, I don't know, the stuff from Saturday Night Live. I find most of the stuff not funny. Maybe it's because I'm so offended by all of the political stuff. So I'll leave it to you, the two of you, the three of you ladies. There's a skit from SNL where Melania wakes up from a dream. And you laughing. Did you
that
see it?
That was funny, yes.
Was it funny?
Yeah, that
right.
Really was.
Kara, play that one. Just...
Melania Moments, number 78, The Dream. Melania Trump woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night. She could sense deep inside of her that her replacement was just born somewhere in rural Latvia. I must find this girl and banish her to the woods, she thought to herself. Not for my sake, but for hers.
This is one of those things you got to see it, though. Sounds
yeah. I mean, it was. It's like the Snow White thing.
Yeah.
You know, like she's who's the fairest of them all, and you know she finds that someone else is fairer because she's just now born in Latvia. So yeah, it was funny when you saw it.
Okay, it wasn't funny listening to it, Jennifer.
Yes.
What's on TV tonight?
Take your word for it. All right, tonight, oh, lots of good stuff. We've got a baseball playoff. Richie and I will be watching this one, Dougie. The Dodgers squaring off against the Nationals on TBS. Also, of course, your big reality shows, Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. Timeless is a brand new on NBC. It's time traveler-centric. They're going to debate whether to prevent President Lincoln's assassination in a What Would You Do episode on Timeless NBC at 10 o'clock. Supergirl also has a brand new episode on the CW at 8. And, you know, I got to give it some love. The Big Bang Theory, it's still going strong after all these years. You know, most sitcoms, after being on the air for 10 years, they start to fail and get kind of old and stale. Big Bang still doing a great job. CBS at 8 o'clock tonight.
Did you see the Charlie Rose interview with a robot on 60 Minutes?
That sounds fascinating. No, I didn't.
Two robots together?
Yeah, right. It's 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Some good advice. The person here is the person that best, at least from my wheelhouse, best when it comes to advice on whether it's a travel package to Europe, a cruise on a river, hotels in Asia, or maybe staying away from the hurricane. We'll probably find out a little bit how all this hurricane is going to affect tourism if you have plans already. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide. So what's going to be the cost of this whole thing for tourism in Florida and up the coast? We'll find out. Never mind that, the Caribbean as well. Find out about that in a moment with Pauline Frommer on the DJV Experience.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was
was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, the diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
All right, we have 56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's.com, Frommer's Travel Guide. The flooding and the evacuations, the interference in transportation, all of this area on the East Coast and down in the Caribbean, swollen by all of the rain from the hurricane. What does this do to people's plans? I mean, other than the obvious, you don't go. But if things are really booked up, how hard is it for people to rebook under the circumstances? What's been your experience here when these sorts of things have happened in the past, Pauline?
My experience has been that if a place is totally devastated, usually the airlines will allow you to rebook or cancel and refund your money. The problem often becomes the resorts. Sometimes if you don't have travel insurance and the resort is still standing, but say the beach is filled with debris, you may not get your money back. Usually you can only get your money back if there's no way you can go down there. And the thing about travel insurance is it only works if you get it before a named event is mentioned on the news. So if you thought, oh no, I'm supposed to be in the Caribbean next month and this hurricane is coming, if you got the insurance after Matthew was announced, you're out of luck. It will not cover your investment. So you have to get insurance before something is named.
Now, I never knew that. That's really valuable information for people who buy that insurance. If you decide as a whim after the fact, after it's known there's going to be a problem, you might as well. They'll take your money, but it won't do you any good, it sounds like. Is that it?
Well, a legitimate concern won't take your money, but yes, some might. Some might. So you got to be careful. And insurance, this is why you get insurance. I think now we remember if we're going into the hurricane zone in September and October, which are the most ferocious months for hurricanes, you should always get insurance. And especially to the islands and areas that always get hit. And those are the Bahamas. The Bahamas have the worst record of any other place in the world for getting hit with hurricanes. So if you're thinking of going anywhere near them in September and October, get insurance. Florida, we haven't seen anything this devastating for quite some time, so I think we've become a little complacent, but it is an area that sadly is in the hurricane zone.
Oh, big time. Palm Beach already is swollen, and then some up into Vero area, Melbourne, Delray up there. It's just true. All right, Pauline, thank you for the update. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guides.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.